This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm going out on the phone now to Dan Pappas, who is Executive Director of the Michigan Institute. Help me with this, Dan.
That's right, the Michigan Institute of Educational Management, MEAM.
There you go. I had too many, I had abbreviated too short even for me. And then also with the Michigan Association of School Administrators. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
Great. How about yourself, Cheryl?
I'm great. After a long day, you had to do homework for me. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's right. It was an energizing day, so not a problem.
Very good. I have in front of me the agenda. You kicked off with an overview this morning at the Kellogg Center at the Michigan Bullying Prevention Conference. And listeners of mine know that this is a subject I bring on frequently because I think it's important for people to be aware of what's happening and then of what they can do as well to help stop the problem, and because the implications of bullying are horrific and tragic in a lot of cases. How did the day go for you, and who attended the conference?
Well, it really went very well. We had spent quite a bit of time planning and making sure we had the right kind of resources available. We had 400 educators from across the state, and they ranged from community members, support people, teachers, social workers, counselors, school administrators, and those that are in associations like myself. And we really had a powerful day. If you had the agenda, you know that we called on Dr. Susan Swear, who is a nationally renowned expert in this field. And what was very good about what she brought to the table is that she's a researcher, but a researcher that's looking for how to take that research and make it practical. So she offered a great deal of information, a number of resources, and frankly, her message is one that we must all kind of commit to taking care of business, not accepting comments or behaviors that are negative and bullying in nature, and that if we really kind of bind together as a community of adults and model that, then it's easier for students to do the same thing. And she also was driving home the fact that when you can work on something that is data-driven from your own local community, then you're able to target what kinds of problems you have, because they do vary. And she was well-received. She brought a lot of examples and discussion. But then the afternoon was even, I think, more vivid for people because we brought in a group called Trust Theater Ensemble. And they're from the Fenton area, made up of students that are presently at Fenton High School, some that have recently graduated, and some community people under the direction of Lori and Dan Thompson. And they have created, since last fall, a play called Bullicide, which is based on the book that was written by mothers of students who, in our state and across the nation, have been bullied. The students have been bullied, and their students committed suicide. And it was very powerful presentation and received a standing ovation.
Well,
and
go ahead.
It was great. And they, in fact, are here in town this evening at the Wharton Center Pezant Theater for a benefit that Kevin and Tammy Ebling, who are the parents of a student who was an East Lansing student who committed suicide after hazing 11 years ago, and they have been strong advocates. I'm sure you've probably have talked to them, no doubt, on your station, and they have helped organize this evening activity, and there's still time for people to go over there. The benefit will go toward bully prevention in the state.
And yes, yeah, I've had Kevin on two or three times. I and my daughter, who's in the studio with me today, are heading over there right from this show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it in a way. We know it's going to be a difficult evening because it's the story of, as you say, of 10 young people who, after bullying incidents, took their own lives. Interestingly, four of the 10 are from the Michigan area. And I mean, it's going to be powerful and it's going to be moving, but I think it's important. And folks who come tonight, as you said, at about 45 minutes, so you do have time to head over there. There are tickets still available. The Passant Theater is large.
Right.
I think it's important that a lot of folks see it and then take that message out with them. And one of the things I got from talking with Kevin before, and it sounds like you got from Susan Swearer, from her presentation, is talking about how to stop this. It's not just being aware of it. It's saying stop when you see it happen.
Right. Yes. That was one of the points that she kept bringing home. And I think the other point that we've learned today from both her presentation and the work from the theater ensemble is that when peers are speaking to peers through a positive, proactive approach, it has impact. I mean, I, as a former school administrator, I know that we need guidelines, policies, and laws and consequences, but to really mitigate and minimize this very big problem, students have to get it, and then they have to be willing to stand up and share with others. And those that are older can do that with younger students, and there were many examples from our participants today of programs that they have in their districts that do exactly that, using theater, using athletics, using the students to say, you know, this is not a good thing. So we believe, you know, that it can make a difference and that it should. The other thing that we focused on today, as you know from our agenda, was the fact that we were dealing with this whole issue of cyberbullying because of technology. And again, that kind of goes to helping people to learn ethically what it is you can and can't do. We can't stop the tools. I think they're important. They're needed for this global world. But we need to spend time to help people to understand how to use the tools appropriately.
Well, and it, you and I spoke earlier today for just a few minutes. You actually stepped out of the conference to call back, and I appreciate that. And you said something that I found very interesting about how you're going about getting this message across by not bullying people into it.
Correct. We have been committed to saying we need to be not bully people into not bullying. And that the more we have human connection and community, an understanding that will help us to be stronger. I also attended an extremely inspirational presentation back in February at a national conference with AASA, and we had Daryl Scott, who was the father of Rachel Scott, who happened to be the first student that was murdered in the Columbine incident. And Rachel was described both when she was alive by students and through her writing afterwards as being the exact opposite of how you define a bully. She was a person that really believed that an act of kindness done can be passed on and multiplied. And so their presentation left me very impressed with what they call the three H's. If we, in fact, can tell stories that reach the heart, then it's easier to educate the head, and people are then willing to give back through their hands. So, you know, the story to the heart, the education to the head, and giving back through your hands. A pretty powerful message in a simple way.
Well, it's very powerful. And when you talked about peer-to-peer and the students understanding, the students are the one who are seeing this at the point of contact, if you will. They're the
Correct.
Ones witnessing it either through sitting with friends when someone is texting a message that is bullying or through Facebook or in the halls at school or out and about. So to empower those students to realize how damaging this is and how deadly it can be, that's a message that has to get across, and I'm guessing the 400 plus folks, educators there today, will be taking that message back to their communities.
We sure hope so, and we really appreciated the partnership with the Secondary School Principals Association, Jim Bell, the executive director, and help that came to us from Linda Myers through MEA, which of course is the Educational Association for Teachers. So we really wanted to work together and to model that you can work together. And that was the other thing that is so important. Modeling as adults really has impact on what students are going to do. In fact, some of the stories that we shared today from that local building perspective is that you can gauge how a day is going to go for students in the very first moments of how the staff comes through the door. If they come in and they're upset and tense about things or not happy or they're in an intoxicating environment, you can guarantee that students see that, and they're going to model it, and it will be a bad day for everybody. So, you know, it may take that little extra effort to be out there as adults supervising and being in places where students have that higher probability of not being as kind as they should be. And when you invest that kind of time and energy, it goes a lot easier for everybody.
Well, it sounds like a great conference, some great information shared, as we said, that will go back to all of the communities involved. There's a lot of work to do, but I think the awareness is rising in how serious a problem this is and that it needs to be stopped.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to let us talk a little bit more about this. And I know that you and your daughter are going to have a very good evening. It will be hard, but I think in the end the message will be such that you'll come away feeling better. Lori and Dan Thompson have been just amazing, and they will provide talk-back time so that those in the audience are going to be able to actually talk with the students and get their sense of why they're doing it and the positive feeling that they have about the work they're doing. And I think that you won't be left with a depressing, sad, low moment, although the topic truly is very, very hard.
Well, I'm sure it'll be moving beyond words. Dan, I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And have a good evening. We'll hopefully talk to you again.
Okay, very soon, I hope. Thank you. Dan Pappas, who is Executive Director of the Michigan Institute for Educational Management, on a bullying conference, a prevention conference at Kellogg Center today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.